We are experiencing an epidemic in our society. What is it? Joylessness. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you so much for taking this journey with us as we discover how to live a life of true joy.
Welcome, friends, to Day 22 of Joy. Today's title is Full Enjoyment of the Christian Life. C.H. Spurgeon said, "It is in proportion as you get near to God that you enter into the full enjoyment of life, that life which Jesus Christ gives you and which Jesus Christ preserves in you." A.B. Simpson said, "It is His joy that remains in us that makes our joy full." Our text today comes from John chapter 15, verse 11. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." You know, today begins the fourth week of our study on joy. So may the following words about joy from Charles Swindoll set the stage for these next 7 days. Joy doesn't refer to superficial happiness or shallow cheerfulness. Joy is a deeply felt contentment that transcends difficult circumstances and derives maximum enjoyment from every good experience. Although it isn't all about laughter, abiding in Christ inspires laughter like you've never experienced before. Deep, contented joy comes from a place of complete security and confidence, even in the midst of trial. As I once heard, joy is the flag that flies over the castle of our hearts, announcing that the King is in residence there. The theme of this final week is the fullness of joy. John 15 records Jesus' words to his disciples after instituting the Lord's Supper just hours before his death on the cross. Christ shares an analogy of a vine and its branches to teach his followers to abide in him. Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." In verse 11, Jesus shares the purpose behind his teaching. "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." G.K. Chesterton referred to this verse as the gigantic secret of the Christian life. Jesus taught his disciples that joy only comes through a relationship with him. John Phillips writes, "Joy is manufactured in heaven. It is God's monopoly. It's not like happiness, which depends very largely on what happens. The Lord's heart was full of joy, even with Gethsemane a few hundred yards ahead. It was for the joy that was set before him that he endured the cross, despising the shame." Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, second only to love. This joy he offers to us, joy resulting from obedience, flanked on one side by love and on the other side by peace. Joy is like a rainbow shining above our tears. True joy does not originate with us, nor is it generated by the circumstances of life. Full joy comes only from Christ, and he wants to share his joy with us. Jesus gives his joy to those who dedicate themselves to walking with him. It's through a deep, abiding relationship with Jesus that you receive the fullness of joy. A half-hearted relationship with Jesus does not result in fullness of joy. In John 15, verse 11, full is a New Testament word that means to live to capacity. It can also mean completed or fulfilled. The New Living Translation renders Jesus' statement, "I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow." When you as a branch are connected to Jesus, the vine, his joy flows to you. Your connection to Jesus provides a divine conduit to his joy. The amount of joy that you receive is directly proportional to how strong your connection is to him. When the connection is strong, he will fill your heart full of his joy. Since Jesus never changes, he always has an unlimited source of divine joy to give. And as you remain in him, his joy will overflow into your soul. His joy is perfect. It's complete. It lacks nothing. It penetrates every area of our lives and is always accessible and never fails. Nothing this world has to offer compares to the fulfillment you find in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's think about these thoughts today. Why is Jesus' statement in John 15:11 essential to you finding the fullness of joy? How important is the analogy of the vine and the branches to the application of verse 11? How encouraging is it to know that Jesus gives you His joy? Could you describe a time in your life when you felt the fullness of His joy? Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, that we don't have to be just halfway full. We can be completely full of joy. So today, Lord, would you give us your joy so we can spread it to others everywhere we go, at work, at school, even in the long checkout line at the store. Lord, put people on our path that we can spread your joy to today. We will stay connected to you, Jesus, our true vine. We love you so. Amen.